Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm calling, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested this call?
It will make you your level what?
All right. Well, I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How is it we can help you today?
I worked at Friday. I work at Paternity House on the University of Capital, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked out Friday, and we off to we returned on January the 9th.
Okay.
And I have to sign up for unemployment.
I got you. So they laid you off for the holidays, right, for a shutdown?
Uh-huh.
I got you.
Right.
Well, let's see if we can't get you started here. What is your Social Security number, ma'am?
419-822-8852.
8852?
Wait a minute. 419.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. 419. 419. Could you cut it? Okay. 419-822-8852.
3852?
Uh-huh. 419-822-8852. My daughter calling me and writing me. She can call me back. I'm still on the phone with you.
Okay. Now, let's see here. And your name, ma'am?
Julia Leatherwood.
Okay, and your date of birth?
11/27/53.
And your mother's maiden name?
Selma.
All right. And do you have Alabama driver's license?
Yes, I do.
All right. And what is that number, ma'am?
I'm on the phone with unemployment folks. I'll call you back. Okay. Bye. Okay, hold on 1 minute. Let me get to you.
Okay.
Hold on. Alabama driver. Okay, Alabama driver license number is 3. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 3599412.
All right, that's what I got to. All right, and okay, well, it says here there's we have detected a potential problem with this claim. The claim type was determined to be exhausted claim. So what you need to do is get your pen and paper so I can give you the number or the website where you can check it out and get that fixed to where we can take your claim for you, okay?
What I need to do?
Well, you need to call or either go to this website and see what the problem is where it says exhausted claim and get them to, let it go so that we can file your claim for you.
Okay. I don't know what it means by exhausted. I hadn't drove since May.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's all it says there is exhausted claim. And, you know, I don't know anything about all that. That's why you go.
I don't know.
You know.
Okay, let me get me a pen.
Well, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold one thing from me. Okay.
All right. Now, I'll give you the website first. I'm going to give you the website first.
Okay.
That way you can check it there if you want. It's www.
Wait a minute. How many dub?
Three.
Okay. Dubbin.dot.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't spell out dot. It's just a period, you know.
Okay. Okay. Dot. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Labor.
Labor. L L-A-B-O-R.
L-A-B-O-R.
L-A, okay, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
L-A-B-O-R.
Right. Dot.
Okay.
Another period there.
Okay.
Alabama.
Alabama, A-L-B, okay.
A-L-A-B-A-M-A, it's spelled out.
B-A-M-A, okay.
Right. Dot, another period.
Dot.
G-O-V.
G-O-V.
Right, so it should say www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And now the phone number, if you would just rather call, is going to be what's called the inquiry department.
Uh-huh.
And that phone number is 800.
1-800?
Just 800.
Okay. Just 800. I have to dial a 1 on my phone.
Oh, okay.
800.
It's 361.
361.
Uh huh. 4524.
Uh-huh. 4524.
Yes, ma'am. And now that line, like I said, is the inquiry line. So you'll have that's what's called for a phone call appointment. And you can call that number anytime, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. or later. You can't call before 5 p.m. because that's when they start taking their calls. But that is...
I started fast on that day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that is for a phone call appointment. So let's say you call them today at 5. You set up your appointment. That would be for tomorrow for them to call you back for a phone call appointment. And...
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the number is they would be calling from. So if you are one of these folks that don't answer your phones, that doesn't recognize a number, if you get in line for that appointment, you answer that one because I don't know what the number is. And also, if you miss the call, they won't call you back. So you know.
Okay.
You want to make sure you get the call, so just go ahead and answer your phone, you know.
Okay, and they'll take care of whatever I need to do.
I'm sure you'll have to give me your social security number, you know, so they'll be able to look at it. But just as soon as they do that, they should be able to get you fixed up, and then you can give us a call back, and we'll get you going.
Okay, and I would do that this
evening
at 5,
I sure will. Well, all righty, ma'am, and I do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a very nice rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.